What a world. You're now listening to Nightmare Radio with East Dia Zach and Brittany Christen, the Black Culture aficionado. Bye.
On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand.
I need the cash on Pronto, give up a lottery ticket. I get the bags at the bundle, full of the white like it's Iggy. $5 million cash or why low, and we bout to get it. We're from the north of the sand though, no name on my hitter.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Yeah, soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there.
Welcome to my nightmare.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Ish.
It's your girl, Brittany Christen.
And oh, so lovely.
And we are Nightmare Radio. Don't sleep. Welcome back. If this is your first time listening, thank you for clicking on this podcast.
Because you could have been at any other podcast.
But you chose this one.
Come on in the room.
So welcome to the room. How was y'all week?
It was a good week. This week was a great week. A week of just, you know, finally settling into new habits. I'm feeling very light, very bright, very productive. I just want to stay in that energy.
That's what's up. Shout out to you.
This week was a push for me. I started off this week with my challenge. I've been getting myself on a new schedule at work, trying to just put in more time, get a little bit more coin, you know.
Yes.
So it's been a push creatively and in business and just in my personal life, but it's been a good push, and I'm just going to try to keep this going.
Yes.
Well, this week was busy. I had a conversation. Well, I led the conversation at work about the HBCUs, the importance of HBCUs. It was really good.
This is a win.
It was. But I just, you know how, like, after you have an argument with somebody, like, damn, I should have said this.
Exactly.
Now it's like, for me, it's like, damn, I should have asked this question. I should have asked this question. So I don't know how to, you know, pivot that, or, you know, I don't
know. There needs to be a follow up. So let's start planning the next event.
We're going to see. And I have been talking to them about it. They still trying to get me to run for shit. Y'all, a bitch can't run for everything.
That's right.
People need to know
that Ish is literally the most valuable player.
First of all, you are not the token, okay? You are not the token person.
They need to pimp me a little bit, and they need to chill out on that.
They need to chill out on that.
Yeah.
Period. Or let that shit come with a price.
Exactly.
Hello.
It is a gift. It is a luxury, okay? They need to know that and act accordingly.
I know. Okay? We're going to have some conversations.
And I know they listening.
I hope so. If they not, if you're listening from my job, don't take that the wrong way. Please don't. But yeah, so let's hop straight into the list. This list is interesting.
It's an interesting mix. For those that are first time listeners, what we do here, we give you the wins and the losses and the draws, you know, the memorable moments of this week in the culture. And so without further ado,
let's get straight into it.
Okay. Don't none get straight but straightening.
Okay. Dr. Dre's wife definitely got some straightening because she got $3,000 in spousal support.
$300,000 a month. Yes. Six.
So I want to know the breakdown. Is she still sticking with that same list that she put out originally?
No. And actually, she's getting $293,306 a month, which totals to over $300 million annually.
Jesus.
And Dre's also going to be responsible for paying for the two, Malibu homes, the Palisade home that they have, as well as her health insurance. Now, this agreement is in place until or unless she decides to remarry or to enter a domestic partnership. So, baby girl got to stay single.
Listen,
so that she can get all of her coins.
The first thing that came to mind is cheaper to keep her.
Not really, though, because this is really like a drop in the ocean. Like, it's a whole lot of broke men out here. Y'all little brokies are out here talking about, see, this is why women love getting married, because y'all the only ones that benefit. Because, Nick, this will never be you, okay?
You don't have a dog in this fight.
You don't get a chance to
sit at the table. You don't even make this type of money.
Your feet don't even touch the floor under the table.
Okay? I don't have a response for this, because it's like, okay, this is rich people business.
Yeah.
I'm not even in this league. To have a comment. You know what I'm saying?
This man makes $6 billion, you know, I think like a quarter or something like that. Like, he ain't tripping off of this.
She originally asked
for like $2 million a month, I think. Yeah. She originally asked for $2 million a month when this first came out in 2020?
I mean, if I was in her position, I definitely would want to maintain the lifestyle that I had become accustomed to. So I can understand why she wants to hold on to that, or not necessarily hold on to it, but maintain that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you gotta get your own coin.
She'll find a new man over time. Like, I'm sure she might. If she don't, I mean, that's her
business.
I will run that nigga dry till the day he die.
Okay. Do they have kids together?
Yes, they do. They have two adult children, so child custody isn't an issue. I think the youngest child is like 20 or 22 years old.
Okay.
And they've been married for like 24 years, but you know, she did file for divorce in June. She alleged marital abuse, emotional and physical domestic violence, and this is no secret because Michelet told us what's up.
Right, and he denied every claim that
absolutely
he made.
I mean, he's got great lawyers, but either way, now one of my little friends, not little, first off, let me not even do him like that. One of my friends, and he does make a nice piece of coin. He said that my lifestyle should not be your lifestyle. If you separate from me, you divorce from my lifestyle. But because they've been married for so long, that is her lifestyle.
Again, rich people business.
You right.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, if I fuck around and get rich and my nigga want to leave me and then I got to pay him, because that's what happened to Mary J. Blige.
And
she had to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
Next.
Yes. So, Slim Thug has his own company. Unlike all these other rappers, his company is called Boss Life Construction Business. And what Slim Thug has been doing, he teamed up with two of his childhood friends, and he's been going to different auctions, real estate auctions.
Yes.
And he's been buying back the houses in Houston to build back their block, because they noticed that people that were in these auctions were buying the houses and they didn't look like them, and it wasn't really gonna, you know, service the community,
right,
their community. So to prevent what they call gentrification, they kind of put a twist on it, because they are going into these houses and they're renovating them themselves for their community.
Yeah.
So that is definitely a big win.
Beautiful.
If you want to buy back your block, you have to have the coin to do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's definitely goals and aspirations. Hopefully he write a book about it.
He has
a
foundation. I looked it up. Like, he's actually educating the neighborhood too on, like, you know, how to acquire properties, real estate management, property management, understanding like the value in, you know, supplying and providing for your community. So
shout out to him. I'm so glad that we are finally having these conversations, because I saw a post a while ago and it talked about how basically like the whole education system is set up for us to fail, because it's a lot of things that happens in real life that we don't encounter until the situation happens, and we are not pre-educated on these things. So I'm so glad that people in our community are having these conversations. I'm so glad that things like this are happening, because it's important. We need to know about stuff like this.
Shout out to him and his homies since 2015. So
yeah, shout out to them. They just recently built a townhome complex, so they look pretty nice on the luxury end of things. Moving on to Space Jam 2. Y'all seen it? I know y'all ain't finished watching it.
Okay, I really tried my best, and I'm gonna get into that. I'm gonna finish it this weekend.
I am a 90s kid to my core, and it was just like kind of gut-wrenching. For all the LeBron James fans, please don't come for me, because it's no shade to him, but I just feel like certain things just should not be remade.
Like, it was cute.
It was okay. I feel like they definitely tried to tap into what they feel like would appeal to children in this time and age, like how they came from it, from like a social media tech standpoint. Like, I mean, I guess, but I go hard for the original Space Jam.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I watched it again last night, and I'm gonna tell y'all this. That the movie message was amazing.
The message
was there. Yeah. The the everything, like when he fell down and it fell into the Nike check, like the details was there.
Yeah, that was
Tweety Bird going around his head was there, like was the details cute. Were there. And the movie was not for anybody born in the 90s. The movie was made for the new generation, and that's why it's called A New Legacy. LeBron James did his motherfucking thing. They compared him to Michael Jordan, which of course was gonna happen. And if they watched the damn movie, and I'm a spoiler alert, boo boo boo, because y'all niggas watched the beginning and didn't watch the whole thing. If you watched the whole movie, they was down by 1,000 points, and then the Toon Squad was like, "We got Sylvester, dumbass." It's like, "I found Michael Jordan. I found him in the crowd," but it was Michael B. Jordan. It wasn't the real Michael Jordan. So it was just like, you know, it was a little aha moment after then. But the movie is amazing. I love the message. Teaching the kids about coding, and then I don't want to give the message away, but the movie was amazing. Shout out to LeBron James, and because of this movie, he is officially a billionaire.
He has been a billionaire, y'all.
They said that's what the people say.
Actually, Brandon from last week's show from Butter, he tweeted that he posted the receipts. He had tweeted about that like earlier this year, that LeBron James had been a certified billionaire. You know, from 2020.
But they didn't recognize it until after now. Mm-hmm. But you know, this production, like it went from cartoon to CGI, to like I give it 5 stars for sure. Yeah. It was a good movie. Don Cheadle did his thing. He was crazy as hell though. He was starting to get annoying, and the jokes were a little bit. I could see how they were on the corny side, but it was not for us.
I watched Space Jam earlier this week, or at least I tried to. Not me crying during Space Jam, first off. That's the problem.
Was it the, I Believe I Could Fly?
In the beginning, when he was like, "And after all of that, I want to fly." And he started like having the flashback to him on the court. I was like, "Oh my God, am I not tripping right now?" I cried a few times during Space Jam, but also, you know, whatever.
I didn't think Space Jam was a cryable movie.
It wasn't a cryable movie. It could really...
Britney's just in her bag. Speaking of space, we're gonna have to pivot. Speaking of space, Jeff Bezos and all these other billionaires, space and billionaires, these people are going to space to see what's up. They're going privately though. They're not going through NASA.
It's
his own thing.
Can y'all believe that we are in a time where just because a man has status and he has money, that he could say, "I'm gonna build a aircraft or a spaceship."
Not even a spaceship. This man said, "I'm going to build a company." Blue Origin is a company. They said, "Because I'm bored."
Right. And I'm going to do it just because I can.
And he thanked the Amazon workers for allowing him to make this company. If y'all don't get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
The ride lasted. Do you know how much that thing cost?
How much?
$250,000 a ticket. Guess how long it lasted? About 10 minutes up and down. They went to the suborbital flight, which is like the one of the layers of the spheres. That's it. And he went with his brother and the oldest person to ever go into space, an 82-year-old woman and an 18-year-old Dutch student.
It's just, to me, the first thing that came to mind is it just made me want to know, like, what's going on. Because I feel like there has to be some reason why everybody wants to go.
So, according to Fox 5, since February 2021, NASA has been traveling to Mars to find footprints or rock movement for aliens and Martians. And I think about sometime this month, they did find some tracks of like Martian prints on Mars. If y'all take y'all ass up there and fuck with them aliens,
keep it up there.
Aliens, don't do not be back on that Men in Black shit. We do not give a fuck about what y'all got going on. Keep that shit up there. Do not bring that shit down here. Why y'all feel like y'all can colonize Mars?
That part.
Because that's really the thing. Like, you notice who it is. It ain't none of us trying to get it.
We don't give a damn.
And honestly, if another life is... First off, to be 100%, I do believe that there, I think that it's extremely cocky for us to think that
we're the only people here on
Earth. Right, that we're the only people here in this galaxy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a really, really elitist mindset. But how the ever, it ain't my business, and it's none of my business or my concern, because what my creator creates, and
he does, put me here.
I have to understand what the creator really has going on.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that the God that I serve got right. some aliens up there.
Right, but it ain't my business, it ain't my space. And then white people, they love to colonize folks. So if that's what y'all want to do,
I hope them Martians got some shit.
What if the aliens are melanated?
I hope the Martians got some shit. Y'all come down
and help us. But look, we come in peace. We ain't coming nowhere near y'all. Actually.
No, I'm not kidding. At all.
I'm kicking it right here.
ET phone home. Nah, fuck that. Y'all up there fucking with them Martians. I hope they got some shit for y'all. Y'all want to be looking
you
for
keep
them.
It up there, man.
Yeah, No, ma'am. No, God. Leave that shit alone. Hopefully. And then how do the aliens even know what the fuck we got going on Earth? They don't know. They don't even, do they even know about slavery and all that shit?
I believe that what is going on on Mars.
They don't know about none of the shit we've been
It's
through.
Like light years ahead of what we got going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, time. Now. You know, time and all of that. Time is relevant, you mm-hmm. know? So what could be a year's worth of productivity here on Earth could literally be like a millisecond out there in another galaxy. But it ain't my business.
Exactly.
You feel
it's
what I'm saying?
It's none of my business. It's none of my business.
I love it.
I think that it's really cool. And I think that, you know, like, even the movies and stuff that we watch, that we ingest, it's like soft programming, so that when they do pop out, like, if you're saying that they just started doing this in 2021, I doubt that it just started in 2021.
But, bruh, if you think about it, and I have to do some research because I love to come with the facts, right. The Fendi facts at that. Trump put a space force out there during his term.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, see?
And then it's like, what the hell is going on in space that we need a space force?
Exactly.
I'm telling
y'all
you.
Y'all out there, listen, we don't.
Looking for the aliens, go zoom, zoom.
The colonizers zoom, know something zoom. That we don't know.
And I don't got time. Keep that shit up there. Okay. Kanye West.
All right.
Go ahead. Let's give Britney the floor. Let's just give her the floor.
Right. I just have a small rant, mm-hmm. and you can read more about this on our
website.
On our website,
yes, we got a website.
You can read all about the culture list on the website. We'll plug it at the end of this. But
our building,
right? I love Kanye. I do, and we all love Kanye. I think that's clear. But y'all, we just love giving Kanye second chances, and it's so crazy mm-hmm. that we live in this cancel culture. It seems like cancel culture only applies to people of a specific characteristic. Mm-hmm. And Kanye is like a prime example of, you know, a black boy that gets a lot of privilege because of his conditions, right? Mm-hmm. We understand he went through a lot when his mama died. We understand that he struggles with mental health. And I think that it's beautiful that we are so sympathetic to him. But how many times has he like really like thrown his back on the family? He proudly donned a MAGA hat. He attempted to split the ballot by foolishly trying to run for a president. He made a whole lot of comments about slavery being a choice, and he said something disrespectful about Harriet Tubman, and, you know, just, like, we can insert anything else in between, like, every single time we just openly accept him back. He didn't got saved, and now he used, you know, the Lord to bring us back to the church. And so, yeah, we opened our arms again for him for that. It just seems like we should be applying that same type of grace to other people, black women.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to your point, there are a lot of black women who have been canceled. I know we mentioned Chrisette Michelle. We mentioned Chrisette Michelle, and also recently Chrissy Teigen was canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going through a depression as well.
Right.
Is Chrissy Teigen black?
I mean, she is definitely, I think she's Cambodian and has some black descendant as well.
Either way, women in general.
Yeah.
Y'all forgive me because I guess this, I don't want to make an ignorant comment, but what was Chrisette Michelle
canceled for? Because she went and performed at the inauguration.
Guess what? Guess who else performed there? That gospel singer that went to school with me. What was it? Travis Green.
Really?
Yeah. And we definitely ain't canceled Travis.
He's intentional.
Yeah. Never failing.
Travis.
Yeah, and we didn't cancel him. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it just seems like it's so easy to write. You know what? I think that the point is made. Take it as you will. And I do love Kanye. I just want us to apply the same grace. To other people, especially women, when they've, you know, done things that can be permissible or forgivable with time and a little bit of love. Now, all that being said, congrats to Kanye. He celebrated the launch of Donda. That's not out yet. Here in the city with us people here in the A, and we appreciate that. Okay, shout out to Farone. Homegirl was on was reporting for on behalf of Nightmare Radio this weekend. Hey girl, this is your shout out. This is your
How did it go? I mean, Haley hit me up like, where you at? Like, girl, at football practice. Right. I am not popular enough to be outside with y'all.
I was in full mom mode on a Thursday. But Farone said that they waited for about 1 hour 50 minutes and it was silence. There was no DJ. There was no, like, you know, lead up of his discography starting from like College Dropout up into, you know, him coming out. Right. It was just silence. So people was tripping and chilling. Okay, the concession stands, they were selling like $50 for some chicken fingers.
I heard that was fake news.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that was fake news.
Okay, because Farone said that she did say that the stuff was expensive, but she didn't say it was, she didn't say
the chicken tenders.
I mean, it is pricey, and price has gone up since they remodeled the Mercedes-Benz.
Because on the Falcons game, you can get some shit for cheap. Not that I have been, but that's what I have heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that depending on the person that, you know, that does the venue or that has the venue, the prices regulate and do not too, I think.
So do they be like, okay, it's a Falcons game, we just gonna sell hot dogs for $1, but when Kanye West come, hot dogs is $10.
That's crazy. I don't know what y'all be doing down at the Mercedes-Benz.
Because we don't be there.
Right, but anywho.
Speaking of slavery.
Yeah. This.
Y'all niggas is tripping. These slavery themed events, music videos, proposal shoots, like of you picking cotton, but you sneaking off with the master daughter.
Shackled.
That is some bullshit.
That is shackled.
We have come too far for y'all to be perpetuating this shit like it's okay. What kind of world do we really live in?
Like it's a joke. That, like.
Do you know that there was a storyline to go with the engagement photo shoot? It was like, you know, here is this lowly slave boy, and here's the damsel in distress. And then it's like years later, like it led up to the union of them, right? And the ending caption was something like, finally, he was not a slave. He was no longer considered a slave. In fact, he was a part of the family.
You ain't got to do all that. If you like white girls, then love white girls. If you like black boys, then love black boys. Do you really think that your, like, what? How do your family even feel about you doing
that? Was the part that I was going to say, because I...
On both sides.
I don't want to be the person that seems like I'm bashing anybody who dates outside of their race, but I think that personally that there's a conversation that needs to be had. If you're just so much of an advocate for someone that doesn't even look like you, for someone who may not even be able to relate to you, that's my stance on it, because I feel like as a black man, for you to go that far, like, do you have mommy problems? Like,
it's deeper than a mommy problem.
Do you have like some issues that you need to address? Like, I just don't feel like that was.
I don't know if that's their way of making us feel comfortable with the shit, but it doesn't make sense. I have cousins that have married outside of their race, and they just married them. It's not that deep. Like, had my cousins showed up in a slave fucking photo shoot, I would have cussed his ass out.
Right.
And he know that. But he was.
That would have been a problem.
He not doing that. They not doing that. And that is, I feel like if the main focus is love, why do we have to be reminded of that, of the past? Like, just love who you gonna love. That shit stupid. In the music video, child, good luck.
You know what?
I am very disappointed in Trey and Armand. I'm very disappointed.
Have y'all seen that? I just had to, my bad, yo. Cause that's an interesting take. Y'all should watch the movie American Skin. I think that's what it is, with Kerry Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the movie?
Mm-mm. Is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix, and you probably watch it on Amazon Prime as well. But it really denotes like the conversations that are not had when there's an interracial relationship that produces children.
Mm-hmm.
And so an interracial relationship cannot just be based on love alone. Because at some point, you're going to have to address the elephant in the room. Whether you have to do that within your relationship or whether you decide to create offspring, and then you have to explain identity and how that correlates to your child that now carries two.
But you have to explain that to not only your children but to your spouse. And to your point, my cousin has, maybe we can call him in and have him, see if he wants to chime in on that, if his wife will let him. Robin, would you let him? But I think
that's the real one.
Cause he's he has had, and I don't want to be telling your business, Allie, but he has had to have those conversations, especially now with this day and age. Absolutely. That's going on. Like, you know, when your child enters the world, they're going to see him as a black boy.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't care that his mom is white. They don't care about none of that. Those hard conversations have to be had. But honestly,
in the household first.
Those people that are already in those interracial relationships, they're already a level up from us because they've already accepted the fact of the uncomfortable period by just going down that aisle and having that union.
You're right.
Them having those uncomfortable conversations are not hard. Like, that it shouldn't be that hard
Cousins. Hey, y'all, come on into the room. I would love to have that, to further that conversation, because that's a real conversation.
For sure.
Watch the movie, though. If you haven't seen the movie, watch the movie, because then you'll understand where I come from when I say about the kids and the conversation too. So, yeah.
For sure.
You were saying the music video.
Oh, yeah. That was just terrible. I don't understand, like, from a creative standpoint, like, y'all really sat down, like, okay, we gonna be in slave attire. Like,
they weren't the first to do it either.
I just don't understand the YG thought process.
YG had a slave themed video too.
But what was it about, though? What was the message?
Stop snitching.
I don't understand the tone.
Hey, I don't
understand from a creative standpoint. Like, out of all the things that you could have portrayed by putting out this project to promote a song, that was the first thing that came to mind. Like, and like I was saying in our conversation this morning, like, I've been following them before they became big artists on YouTube, and they used to do a lot of covers. They are so talented, both of them. They can sing and rap. They both have beautiful voices, very, you know, talented young men. But I just feel like that this is going to discredit them. This is going to tarnish their brand and possibly hurt their following. Like,
I think you can, if you do decide to do something like that, from an artist perspective, the message has to be there.
Yeah.
And the right message has to be there. You can't be just talking about anything in your shackles and picking cotton. That's some bullshit.
That's y'all got great. Me fucked up. Especially right now.
Mm. Yeah, y'all got me fucked up. Last but not least, rest in peace. Man Down Code 10 to Frankie.
It's a 22. Oh, that's not her. But anyway, rest in peace to Frankie. Frankie Lyons, Keisha Cole's biological mother, passed away on her 61st birthday while celebrating, passed away of overdose.
More hate mercy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I hate to see it end like that. I just hate to see it end like that.
Yeah.
I like a lot of people that had been in relationships, like Keisha Cole's, I think that's her ex-boyfriend. I don't think that she's dating him anymore, but the father of her children, they spoke and they made posts on Instagram about how they felt about Frankie. But I did hear an interview, or not necessarily interview, I'm sorry, but I did hear on the radio how she finally broke her silence, and she was just saying how a wish that her mom has always had is she wanted her kids to come together, and she was saying that to continue to let her mom's dreams live on, she's going to bring her siblings together. So I really hope that they could use this, even though I hate how sometimes death is a reminder for us in that way. Mm-hmm. I really hope that her and her siblings can come together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alright. So it is.
Okay, let's slide into this political update, child. They trying to get people registered for the draft, men and women. Funny.
Well, it's not necessary. It's not really the technical draft. And currently, the law requires all males, U.S. males, they even have stipulations for immigrants as well, to register for the military selective service once the male turns 18 years old. The military selective service lasts from 18 to 26. So basically, that means, like, if there was ever a time in which a draft actually had to be initiated, then your information would be used from the selective service. That's what essentially it means. So this new legislation has been approved by a Senate committee. Mm-hmm. and is basically saying that women would now be required to register just the same way it's required for immigrant and U.S. citizen men for the military draft in that same age discrepancy.
I was going to say something, but I'm going to keep my comment to myself. But you ain't going to see me.
Now, President Nixon made this. He signed it out of law in the 1970s after Vietnam. Y'all know this.
I was just about to say, I feel like that this got to be illegal.
This shit right here literally tore the nation down its seam in the 70s when Vietnam happened, because at this time, you think about the people that would have been or that were drafted were young people, high schoolers and young college kids who were full of youth. Remember, Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, he refused based on his religion because he had recently, became Muslim. But that was like the rule.
What's that movie with Lorenz Tate?
Why the Fools?
No. What is that shit called, Anthony? It's a movie with Lorenz Tate, and he ended up going off to war. The Vietnam War.
I can't remember.
I don't know what's going on with
all these people calling me today.
Are they calling you?
Leave me alone. I am working. Anyway, shit. What was I going to say?
You was talking about a movie.
Lorenz Tate was just in a movie. I watched it. It's on Tubi TV. If y'all don't know about Tubi TV.
Oh, I have Tubi.
It's free, and it's a lot of black Hollywood classics, old movies, shows on there. So download Tubi. It's always free, and you can catch some live shit on there, too. Anyway, it was on Tubi, and we watched it. He told me the name of it. I don't remember what it was. I said all that to say they were over at war, right? Mm-hmm. And
ignore it. Oh, okay. Put it on speakerphone.
I am recording. Okay. Can I go what you wear?
Oh, don't do my.
Oh, okay. What time is it? Okay, I'll call you back because you're on the show now. Say hello.
Yes.
I'm over it.
Hey.
Now she got excited. Hello, everybody.
What'd you say, Ma? Oh, yes. How sweet are you?
We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you. I'll call you back when I'm finished.
Oh,
she is sweet.
Love you too. Bye-bye. And I will definitely have to keep that in the show because we kept
Love you, baby.
And I definitely did. Bae, let me just give a shout out to Bae. This is off politically. Cause at this point, damn. But Bae, I love you. Just don't call her the show. And Ma, stop calling her the show too. But what was I gonna say? Back to the damn movie that was on Tubi that I don't know the fucking name of. They was over at war, and there was like little notes and letters that kept going over there to the Vietnam War telling the black people to leave the war because this is not your fight.
It's not. It's right.
And then when they came back, Chris Tucker was in the movie, and he goddamn was on drugs. He was fucked up. And no Lorenz Tate was fucked up.
Now I'm gonna have to.
And then they ended up trying to rob the garter truck and ended up blowing up the truck. And he ended up going to jail for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And the judge was a Marine, and he was saying as a former Marine, he didn't get no grace. So look it up.
I'm gonna look it up, but that's definitely a part of the issues that tore our nation apart during the Vietnam War. That draft, especially for black people during that time, we were not feeling that. So this is very interesting. That's why we have to pay attention to what's going on in our legislation, which brings us to the very next thing.
Yes, call your U.S. senators and let them know to vote for the People Act. We were going to do it on the show, but it's just like too many people calling.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of people. Actually, let's do it. I think that it's worth it.
Okay, we're going
to
do it.
So what we want you to do, we want to make sure that we are being about the action that we want y'all to be about too. If you have your phone and you're listening right now, then you can give us a quick pause and dial the number 888-453-3211. We're going to call your local senator's office, and you're going to leave a message demanding that they sign this.
Hey, Democracy Warrior. As you know, the freedom to vote is under attack across the nation, so we need your help. The For the People Act will protect our freedom to vote, end partisan gerrymandering, and enact other critical changes like reducing the power of big money in politics.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, you'll be connected to one of your senator's offices. When you reach a staff member or a voicemail, tell them your name and that you're a voter and resident of your state. Then, demand your senator work to pass the For the People Act and not let the filibuster stand in the way. When you're done, call one more time to get connected to the other senator that represents your state. Thanks for standing up for our freedom to vote. Thanks for calling and taking action.
Please enter your 5-digit zip code using your phone's keypad now.
Take me to Warnock.
We are connecting you to Senator Raphael Warnock.
That's right.
Answer the Rev.
Now I'm mad he got his shit going straight to voicemail. It is Saturday.
30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're currently on the line with another caller. Please leave a message stating your name and number, and your call will be returned shortly. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Raphael Warnock, Senator Warnock, Reverend Warnock. This is Aisha calling from Lithonia, Georgia. Just wanted to urge you to sign the For the People Act. I know you're doing a great job doing the Lord's work for the state of Georgia, but we want to continue to go on the up and up. So you guys keep doing what you're doing and be sure to sign the For the People Act. Thank you.
And listen to Nightmare Radio Show.
Girl. Thank you, Ward. Thank you, Reverend. Give us a call back, 770-286-2605, if you would like to talk on the show, actually, about the importance of this act. So give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. Bye-bye. All right. We'll call Ossoff later.
Not each giving her digits out on the show, girl. You know we number 145 in the nation. They gonna be listening and calling you, girl.
Call me like they was calling Nick Cannon this week. Period. But still, you got to pay to play over here, even on the regular. So, yeah. But, yes, definitely do that. This is one of the things that Stacey Abrams is standing behind. So, you know, we fuck with Auntie Stacey, and we got to make sure we do right by her.
Yes,
at all times.
For more information on that, make sure you guys visit thefairfightgeorgia.org and send that information. Once you look it up, send it to three of your closest friends, okay?
Period.
Make ourselves accountable.
All right, and we're about to get into the office.
And now I welcome you to pull up a seat and step into Omari's office with yours truly, oh so lovely.
Alrighty, y'all, welcome back into the office on another lovely Saturday. We're going to get right into Guess Who Pulled Up. I have not done this segment in, we feel like a couple months.
This is the first one of season four, yeah.
Yes, this is the first one. I think the last one that I did was with me and Ish and Eli and Edward when we was clowning her on the show. But y'all, I have some very beautiful ladies in the studio with me today. I want to welcome Miss Alexis, the owner of Our Mommy Gang, and Jasmine, the owner of Athletic Seeds and Swish Shots.
Snapshots.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry for chopping it up. But y'all, welcome to Nightmare Radio and welcome into the office.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, so y'all, I know I briefly gave y'all, I didn't want to give y'all too much because I wanted to give y'all the full experience of today. But my segment is The Office, and I have created this segment, and I truly believe in the brand that I have also created, which is No Traffic, and that brand was created because I feel like, me personally, that I want to live authentically and truthfully in my own lane. And just watching you guys grow your brands on social media, I feel like that y'all are definitely doing the same. Mm-hmm. So I want to go ahead and give y'all roses, okay?
Thank you.
And I got some little trinkets over here for y'all, but we'll get into that after the show. But all right, I want y'all to talk about, and whoever would like to go first, but I want y'all to talk about, like, what was the inspiration, or like, how were these businesses, how did they come about?
I start with Athletic Seeds. I'm a mom, single mom, first time mom, and I guess I didn't know how much your body could change when you have a baby, because I played ball in college. I was always slim, in shape, and everything, and then after my baby, I'm like, whoa, these titties not changed. You know, like my stomach, like, whoa, you know, I got the little wrinkles, and you know, just looking at myself in the mirror every day, along with like a crying baby and I'm tired, like I lost myself. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I don't even know where I am. So only thing I knew was I used to hoop. I'm athletic. and I got a kid, which is my seed. So, you know, I put the two together, athletic seeds, and that's how it came.
Pull the mic closer.
And that's how it came about. And Switch Snapshots, my photography business. I've always liked pictures. America's mm-hmm. Next Top Model. My mom used to model. So I picked up a camera while I was pregnant because I was also in grad school.
Did you say America's Next Top Model?
Yeah.
You were on America's Next Top Model?
No, I used to watch it.
Oh, I was about to say, girl, you cannot just watch it.
That's live past
that. That was the tea about Tyra.
No, I used to watch it all the time. And I was like, I want to be in front of the camera and behind, a little bit of both. Uh-huh. So I just picked up the camera, started playing with it. And then when I realized I'm kind of nice at this, I just started taking it more seriously and just been practicing on my kid and also Alexis too, when she lets me.
Yeah, for sure. So for me, my business is called Mommy Gang. So Mommy Gang initially started when I was pregnant. Two of my other friends, they were pregnant as well. We all had boys, and they were 1 month apart. Mm. And so we did not plan that.
It wasn't a pregnancy pack.
But we was like, oh, it's cool. Like, we should just, like, let's keep in touch. We started a group message. And my friend, actually, my best friend, she titled the group message Mommy Gang. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. But I didn't understand how impactful that group message was going to mm-hmm. be until further down my pregnancy. As we got bigger and we're going through, like, all these changes. And then, I mean, we were so close. Like, we talked about everything. Like, nothing was off limits. And we were even texting each other while in labor, like yeah. literally to the T. And we all our men are in our lives and, you know, good fathers or whatever, but we still lean on each other like we were in a relationship with each other. And so after we had our kids, we stayed connected, and that was probably the best thing ever for me. And that's when I realized God wanted me to promote Mommy Gang as a brand, to stick together, because I do feel like that avoided me from going through postpartum depression.
That's amazing.
Because I had that support system.
Yeah.
And while I was pregnant, I noticed a lot of, like, mom bashing on social media, talking about women who don't work and they stay home with their kids. They're talking about women who do go to work every day and take their child to daycare, or women who breastfeed, talking about women who give their baby formula. And it's like, you under all this pressure as a parent and as a first-time mom, you don't know what's right. And so my brand is just to promote no mom shaming. I'm totally against that, 100%, and to support each other mm-hmm. throughout the process, because it definitely is a process. Yeah. But yeah, so that's how it kind of came about.
That's beautiful.
I love that. And girl, speaking from personal experiences as a mom who relied heavily on a mom group mm-hmm. during a secret pregnancy at that.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. A secret social media pregnancy. Like, right. Nobody knew on social right. media. That wholeheartedly yeah. helped me.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, like, they don't have family to support.
Yeah.
And if you look at statistics, the women that do go through postpartum depression, they don't have that support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't think it's talked about enough. So that's kind of how my brand kind of came about. I do feel like God laid it on me to, like, don't just leave it as a group message. Like, you need to promote this out to other women as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I relied a lot on Alexis because I ended up having postpartum depression. And during COVID, you know, everything was closed. I couldn't get any no doctor's appointments. So I would hit her up. I'd be crying through the text message. Yeah. You don't know it. I'm like, girl, this is da-da-da-da-da. And she would help me out, like, a lot. And, yeah, Athletic Seeds, it started off as, like, postpartum depression, but, you know, just to promote that and just bring awareness. But as, you know, I'm going further, I see a lot of people are struggling, like, you know, alone, silently, mm-hmm. suffering mm-hmm. silently by themselves. And that was me, you know, because you don't know the changes that you grow, that you're going to go through. And everything was a shock, and I did feel alone. And my goal is to not let no one else feel that way. Mm-hmm. And in order to help me, I went to the gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing I knew, was the gym, you know, get back at it. And I saw my mood change, you know, because you're forced to look in the mirror at yourself.
Right.
So, you know, the things that you don't like, oh, the stomach is hanging. But I purposely wear
you know, short shorts or, you know, a tight shirt to see where I need to work, you know. And, you know, it helps me get more comfortable. You know, I start talking to people now. I smile more. So it's completely did a 180.
That was one of the things that I definitely wanted to commend you on air.
Thank you.
For promoting body positivity. Yes. Because I feel like one of the, even though I'm not a mom, you know, I do want to have kids, but I feel like that's one of the things that you see a lot. Like people always, as soon as you have the kid, like snap back. And it's
it
like,
don't happen like that.
Right.
Yeah. Angles, it's all angles. Yeah.
Your body don't even, you all know this because now you all have experienced it, but your body, like the whole is literally taking its time to reconstruct. Our bodies just don't work like that. That snapback theory is a nice theory.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is my boobs. Yeah, them things drop. Like, this thing
to the waist, baby.
And
we
make jokes about it all the time. Like, we'll send each other pictures like, girl, look at my boobs. Like,
how old are your children?
One. They're both one.
Mine will be two next week.
Yeah.
And did any of you nurse?
I'm still nurse.
She's
okay.
Still nurse.
Girl, you not done yet. You not done. I nursed for over 2 years. They not even done, girl. But they might surprise you. They might surprise you when you're completely empty.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
I did it like 3 or 4 months. But they still dropped.
But wait till your body finishes because it's not done yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Wait. Keep going.
Keep going. Now I'm like, maybe I should stop, you know.
But don't even do that. We ain't breastfeeding shaming over here.
Y'all are hilarious. And so was that reel, Jasmine, that you posted about breastfeeding on your
It's real. It's life. It's real life.
Yes. But we talk a lot on this show about passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. And we have been very, very intentional about staying aligned with the goals that we set and fully walking in our purpose. And do you guys, I just want to put this question out there, but do y'all feel like y'all were called to do this? I know you kind of hit on it a little, but do y'all feel like that it's like you saw a gap somewhere, like maybe in the markets that you all have gotten into?
I definitely feel like I was called to do this. It's like I naturally do it like on a day-to-day basis, like encourage moms. Like a lot of people come to me before they even tell their man that they pregnant, like talking to me. It's like such a passion for me, and I honestly, like, God has really been like speaking to me with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really feel like my next level with Mommy Gang is to go to be a postpartum doula.
Mm-hmm.
And take it to the next level, because I'm like, okay, yeah,
yes.
I donate to moms, I recognize moms on social media, I sell apparel. Mm-hmm. But I knew it wasn't
just that.
It's not just that.
Right.
It's something else. And recently that's been laid on my heart, so I do plan on starting it. But yeah, I do feel like I was literally called to do this.
Yeah, same. That's here. Beautiful. I feel like what I've been through kind of gave me a story to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not the only one that has, you know, had, because I've been through a lot since pregnant and up to now. Like, I got a whole story, a whole book to write. But, yeah, I just don't want anyone to feel as low as I did. I didn't have suicidal thoughts, but I know it's someone out there that may take it a step further than I did, you know. I didn't self-harm or anything, but I was so sad all the time. I cried every day. Like for no reason, and I didn't really know why. And I look at myself, you know, crying, make your face puffy.
Mm-hmm.
You just look crazy when you look in the mirror. So I'm like, oh girl, who is this? I can't go out nowhere looking like this. But you know, I want to change. I want to other people to change, to feel better about themselves. Because imagine going through life feeling terrible and, oh, I look ugly, look at this, you know. And we see all these women with these fake booties and these, you know, these fake titties, and it makes the people that actually have natural, you know, attributes feel like they're not good enough, or feel like, oh, I'm going unnoticed, you know. So I want to be, I guess, like the person for that. I want to be the image for that. So I'll post provocative pictures, but they're showing the natural side of, you know, the woman's body, of what happens after you have a baby, you know.
So. Yeah, and I think it's important, like, I feel like, you know, even though that you guys are moms, you shouldn't lose your identity. Yeah. You shouldn't feel like that's the only thing that you have to do is tend to your kid. Like, I mean, you have to check in with yourself. Mental health is something that we talk about a lot. We talk not only just during the month that is celebrated, but we talk about it on air. We check in with each other off air. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's important. You have to continue doing the things that you love, even though that you have brought this beautiful child into the world. You have to continue to check in on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to close and just ask you guys, what advice would you give to other moms who may be inspired to start their own businesses?
Do it. Just go for it. It's not going to be perfect when you start out because you're raising a baby. You know, you're not going to have everything lined up like you know, and organized. You know, as you get ideas, write them down. You know, throw them out there. Something's going to pop eventually. It may not make sense now, but later on, everything is coming together. And that's how I feel I am now. Everything is like, oh, that's why I did it, you know, a couple months ago for this, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you appreciate
my, it. My biggest thing is network. Because you never know. You can meet a stranger in Publix, and they're promoting their brand, and you're trying to start a business. Talk to them. See how they started. Just keep. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And my biggest thing was YouTube. Like, I watch YouTube all day. If I don't know how to do something, I made my own website on Shopify. I didn't want to pay anybody because I want all my coins. So I was like, okay, let me figure out how to do this, all this little coding crap and all that other stuff. And so I would say network and just research and just do it. Like, if you have a passion behind it, it's worth the money you put into it, for sure.
All right, so we got our doula going on over here, you know.
Oh, dope. Did you have a doula before or during your pregnancy?
No, I didn't.
Girl, I so highly, I mean, you know this since you're seeking that, but yeah. It changed.
I heard, and that's what kind of made me like,
yes.
Yeah. Did you have it natural?
I did. I chose a natural delivery. I really chose a natural. Well, my body allowed me to do a natural pregnancy. Because I say allowed me to, because, you know, I also have, like, you know, other women issues like endometriosis and things like that. But my doula was extremely helpful in explaining what was happening to my body. And also, she was more like a counselor for me and my child's father as well. You know, and then it was postpartum care. She, Kia, Lakia Blue Magnolia Doula Services, Black owned.
Yeah, so beautiful.
I love her. I really could not have done it without her, and she was an advocate in the birthing room. You know, as far as our birthing plan, I planned for a water birth.
No, okay.
And I was,
did too.
Yeah. And my baby was like, nah, girl. I watched them fill my tub up, and I was going to make her dad get up in the water with me and everything. But, you know, like, my doula was essential in advocating for making sure that we stuck to my birthing plan as much as possible.
That's so important.
Yeah.
It is very important.
But super important. Like, everything that's been going on, like, you have to have somebody advocate for you outside of your spouse. They don't know no better. They're just like, oh, well, the doctor said you can't do it. Like,
and
no,
if you're in pain, they're immediately like, okay, well, forget what she said. She's in pain. Like, right. you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was so helpful. Like, to be honest, my entire, the midwife association that helped, that provided my care throughout that time was also Black owned, you know, Black women. And they just were just a multitude of resources paired with the mommy group that I was associated with at that time. Girl, y'all on it. Y'all on the right thing. Y'all doing y'all thing.
Y'all are doing some beautiful things. And I just want to say, I want y'all to keep going. Don't give up. Get your doula certification. Jazz, you use your platform and continue to be an advocate.
I need one of these shirts.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Natural titties, natural stomach, natural ass.
Heavy on the natural stomach with me.
Heavy on the natural ass.
Yes. I got new merch dropping soon for the fall. Y'all gonna love it.
Yes. Please shout yourselves out and let everybody know where they can follow y'all and connect with y'all on your social medias.
Yeah. So my Instagram is @OurMommyGang, OurMommyGang. My website is www.mommygang.co.
And Athletic Seeds is www.athleticseeds.com. Instagram, Athletic Seeds. I'm also a photographer going into fitness and branding now. So you can follow me on Instagram at @swishsnapshots_. That's SWISH. Snapshots, SNAPSHOTS_.
All right. I want to thank y'all again for coming into the office. Thank you guys for always getting in with your girl. Make sure that y'all follow me on IG, Oh So Lovely. And make sure that please that y'all tap that link in my Instagram. Y'all can get y'all No Traffic apparel there. You can also go onto our Nightmare Radio Show. Get your merch there for Nightmare Radio Show as well. And when you get with me on my Instagram, you can also check in, please, with my challenge. Y'all, it's a struggle, but I'm holding on to this 30-day challenge with that bright and smile. Teeth whitening kit, okay? If you are interested in joining on this journey with me and brightening your smile, you could get 25% off of that product. But if all minds are clear... and all hearts are clear, I just want to say that, guys, as always, please remember that you stay grounded. Remember that you get what you need when you need it. And understand that when you're in your own lane, baby, there is no traffic.
Hello, world, man. It's your boy, DJ Dave P. Right now, we checking in to plug ATL Nightmare Radio. Hey, we got the hottest sneakers in the market right now, Tsunami Wave Surfers. Make sure you hit the link in the bio right now. Bow!
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week to Nightmare Radio. This was an easy listen, for sure.
For sure. But if you are still looking to get your nightmare fix on, then hop on over to our eShop and Drop to cop your favorite Nightmare Radio show merchandise. Check out the No Traffic line as well from the oh so lovely Omari. You can also get your Slutty Vegan merchandise. Use our code Slutty Nightmare at the checkout. And of course,
get your drink on
with her wine. We were a little dry this week because we didn't have our wine. That's okay. You won't see us without it again.
Yes, but y'all, let's just take a moment to talk about this wine.
Okay.
The wine is so good. We are not just saying that.
We're not saying it just because she our friend or just because we promoting the brand. Like, it's good.
It's good.
It's definitely good. If I can't wait for it to be in my local Kroger, where I can go pick it up. But for now, you can go online
to It's Her Wine.
It'sherwine.com and use our code Don't Sleep to get 15% off of your purchase. Especially with this being your first time trying it, why not get a little discount?
It's on the 15% is on us. Okay, you're welcome. Don't sleep.
I really love the peach apricot blend.
Yeah,
that she had last week.
It smells good. It's like it's when it hit the back of your throat. Okay,
yes.
You could taste everything in it. It is amazing.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I really, for those that are like looking to like amp it up a little bit in your wine journey, the Mama Needs a Break sweet red wine is a great transition for first timers that are looking to expand their wine palette and get into those other types of grapes. So kudos. Again, It's Her Wine is my wine of choice.
Period.
For having evolved repeatedly.
Yes. Having evolved repeatedly.
Yes, that's it.
Definitely. What else we got? Oh, we got a new website, y'all. Shout out to Brittany because she really in her graphic design bag.
Yes.
She's not letting God's talents go to waste. So we have
didn't even know I was called for this.
We have a great website. Look at our stories on the culture list. We might add a few during the week. You never know.
So get on our YouTube, okay? Even if you just like audio, show us some love on our YouTube. Yeah. Subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Please.
Link in bio.
All that.
But for sure. And also, one more thing before we get out of here, I just want to congratulate and thank all of us and give ourselves a round of applause because this week we have definitely dived into the top 200. We debuted the week at 156. Yes. Thanks to your listening and your streams, we capped off at 127.
Yes.
And then we piped it up just a little bit back to 145. But it doesn't matter because we are in the place. We are slowly working our way down that list. And Breakfast Club, Ryan Seacrest, Lip Service, all of these great podcast shows. Don't sleep because Nightmare Radio Show
is in the number.
Coming up.
And we, you know what? And I thought about that because I shared the humble brag. So it's like, yeah, we go up, but we go down. Like we was 156, then we was 202, then we was off the charts, then we was 127, then we was off the charts. Now we 230 something. But just to be in the number with the mob radios, the Jason Lee,
absolutely,
the E,
it really is a testimony. Like we didn't have an inspirational food for thought, but I say it all the time, like. When people see us 5 years from now or wherever, like whenever you inset us first and then you check back in on us, like really let it be a testimony of this is what God gonna do. This is what he can do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like keep tapping in with us and watch our growth because
we only getting better, baby. Just like that wine, we getting better with time.
Period. But also I put out there this week, like I shared the wins. Like it's you can share your small wins. Like it's social media is such a crazy place where you're constantly looking at where people are and everything, and you always are in a place where you're reflecting on where you should be. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like this week I started reflecting on where I am and celebrating myself for where I am versus being discouraged or falling into periodic depressions about where I should be. So that's a tip for everybody this week, or a challenge. Celebrate where you are each day. If you do something small but it's still a win, celebrate that win, because even someone else in your network or in your friends list or whatever, they can start celebrating themselves as well. Whoever like it, like it. Whoever don't, don't. But at the same time, as long as you're giving yourself that recognition of where you are now versus where you're going, you can't do that. So
that's right.
Definitely try that, y'all. Try that this week.
Here we go. Dropping little nuggets on the end tip. Don't sleep.
You know. Anywho, we out. Y'all have a great week. We'll see y'all next week. It's Nightmare Radio.